We are very, very excited because we are currently joined by Frank, who is the drummer of Press Club. And Press Club, not to be confused with George Columbaris's restaurant, but they are here to celebrate their forthcoming second album, which is set for release tomorrow, and that is called Wasted Energy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, all good, all good. I'm just hanging out. I'm happy to be talking to you guys. How you guys, what's happening? How you guys going?
We're really good. We've just been enjoying some really great local music, and we're so excited because your second album, Wasted Energy, is set for release tomorrow, August 16. How are you guys feeling?
We're all pretty stoked. We're pretty stressed. A lot of stuff to do with an album release, but I think we are feeling really happy about this new one.
And how does this new album differ from Late Teens? And also, kudos to you for getting two albums out a year from each other.
Yeah. We pump them out. Look, I think it's a bit different from Late Teens. It's always different with the second album. You know, we don't know if people will like it as much as the first, and we feel like it's got to live up to it. But we're all really liking the fact that this album is really diverse. We feel like maybe Late Teens was great. We loved it, but it was maybe a little bit one-dimensional, whereas Wasted Energy, we think, kind of shows off our range a little bit.
So like Late Teens is like, you know, you're still a teenager, still developing, and then Wasted Energy is you're a fully fledged adult now.
that's great. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And also, talking of this second album, we also read that you recorded part of it in, we read that you have sort of a makeshift studio under the Westgate Bridge. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much a makeshift studio as like an actual studio, but it's not ours. It's our guitarist Rex. He's got a small studio set up. He does sound engineering work outside of the band as well as for the band. So it's his space that we sort of have taken over a little bit.
And you've also released your new single New Year's Eve, which you released on August 8th. Is there kind of, I'm curious, is there kind of a story behind that song due to the title of it being New Year's Eve?
Ooh, yeah. That's a question I have to ask Matt. She writes all the lyrics. But, I mean, I think that song is a bit of a celebration. I think she wrote it around New Year's Eve, or at least sometime like that. But I'm not actually sure what that song's about. You've thrown me with that question.
Well, a bit off topic, but still related to New Year's Eve. What is the best or worst New Year's Eve party you've ever had?
Okay. All right, let me have a think here. Best New Year's Eve I ever had. I mean, I reckon when I was a teenager, I had some pretty great New Year's Eve. You know, I think as you get older, they sort of get worse and worse. I played a gig on New Year's Eve once, like a bad gig.
Oh no!
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Well, I guess on the topic of gigs, you are going to be playing at Ogene Records tomorrow to launch the album, and you're going to be playing the album sort of from beginning to the end, the whole way through. Is that right?
That's it. Ogene tomorrow.
Nice. And so do you feel like that's going to be like a really satisfying experience for you all, just to be able, because you were saying before that you feel like with this second album, Wasting Energy, you really sort of coming into your own sound. Do you feel like it's just going to be a really satisfying experience just to be able to showcase all the hard work?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, if we play it well, it would be great, wouldn't it?
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm confident.
And also, talking of this gig happening tomorrow, can we expect any other gigs happening soon?
Yeah, well, we're heading off to Europe on Sunday, so we're not going to be doing too many gigs in Australia for the next couple months. But have also just released the dates for our November tour, when we're coming back to Australia from Europe and doing a whole bunch of shows around Australia in sort of late October through to November.
And on the topic of your EU-UK tour, are there any places that you were kind of most excited to perform at?
Where are we going? We're doing a show in Denmark. I've never been to Denmark, so that'll be interesting. The Czech Republic as well. I kind of like going to obscure places. So, well, you know, places I haven't been to before at least. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Have you guys had the opportunity to tour internationally before?
Yeah. We've been to Europe. We just got back from Europe. We did a run in April and May. And we loved it so much, we're going back.
It's very nice. You're moving around a lot. It's awesome.
Yeah, we get around a bit.
Now, we are about to play your new track, New Year's Eve. Should we count it down?
Count it down? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. All right, what should we start at? Like 50?
Yeah, let's start at 50. What about 10?
Okay, 10.
Okay, ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year. Frank from Press Club, thank you so much for chatting with us on The Hoist, and we'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thank you so much.